Sony and the Sunset Squid dal vivo a Maps. Cerchiamo di regalarvi sempre dei bei live. Thank you so much for the song. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Prego.
And qualcosa sul disco. Allora, intanto, perché si chiama Hit After It? E poi chi ci suona? E se quelli che suonano sono quelli che poi troveremo questa sera all'Elastico.
We wanted to know something about the new record, Hit After Hit. First of all, why the title like that? I mean, it's self-explanatory, but still, we wanted to know something about it. And secondly, how was it like recorded? Who plays in it? And who is it the same people that are playing tonight with you?
Hit After Hit, I thought it was kind of a sarcasm, pretending to be, it's supposed to be with a wink, kind of like every single song on this record is a gem, you know, like I kind of knew that a lot of people would take it not as a joke, kind of as a, wow, he's cocky, you know. Like he thinks everything he does is amazing.
You want to start a fight with your audience or something like that?
Yeah. But I thought maybe for the people that would get a kick out of it, it would be a good. It's a kind of a fun song. It's like a band maybe saying their first album is their greatest hits. Didn't there was another band that did that?
Yeah,
Girls,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
Girls,
yeah.
Greatest hits. I thought that was good. And then the people on it, or it was recorded in lots of different places, just because I think being kind of broke and you just sort of do different things, different possibilities come up. And one time you end up over at this studio, one time at somebody's house, one time in your on a road trip. So it has different people on it at different times. There are people from the OCs and people from the Sandwiches here and there, and Kelly Stoltz plays drums on all the songs. And it also has, you know, the people that are playing tonight on it is on it the most, sort of thing. So it's kind of like where the core, and then there's lots of different.
So the band, that played on the record is tonight at the show, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, a couple different instruments here and there traded in, but
okay. I'll translate this part. Dice che il titolo è chiaramente sarcastico. Divertiva molto il fatto di dare un titolo un po' dove la gente poteva pensare che arrogante. In realtà è proprio esattamente quello che voleva far finta, insomma, che il disco fosse pieno di gemme una dopo l'altra. Hit After Hit, così il nome del titolo. Ci vorrebbe, diceva, l'occhiolino, l'emoticon, secondo me, dopo il titolo in qualche modo. E dice che è stato registrato in tanti posti, proprio perché sai, comunque l'essere musicisti, essere poveri ti fa girare per tanti studi, quindi un po' di cose sono state registrate in uno studio, altre in casa di qualcuno, e ci sono tantissimissimi collaboratori come gli OCs, oppure come The Sandwiches che citavamo prima, oppure Kelly Stoltz, musicista tra l'altro, insomma, su Sub Pop, che abbiamo ascoltato più volte qui, sia Maps che Thermos, eccetera eccetera,
e suona la batteria in tutti i pezzi del
suona
disco.
La batteria in tutti i pezzi del disco. E stasera c'è più o meno la band, diciamo, principale che c'è anche su disco. Hanno scambiato qualche strumento, ma sono quelli, penso siano due chitarre, basso e batteria.
Sì, informazione classica. Ok, allora la domanda sui dischi dell'Isola d'Elsa gliela facciamo alla fine. Adesso ascoltiamo un altro brano. The third and last song for this set is
maybe I'll try Stranded.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead. Sony and the Sunsets live at MUPS.
And will there be more talk after this song, or is this...
We're gonna say some. Yeah, one last question after
okay,
the song.
Okay, good. I'd like to say arrivederci.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, of course.
Save it again for after.
Okay, thank you.